So this is a Maisa, a Shaila, with Rav Zilberstein. The Maisa goes that Rav David Freeman of Karlin was one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham in Lithuania. He was ready at a very advanced age, yet he continued to learn with incredible diligence. He was a big masmid. And when a Baal Tzedakah, when a poor man came around, the Varda came to visit the Rav, he didn't have the audacity to interrupt the Rav while he was learning, so he waited for the Rav to be able to lift up his eyes from the Sefer once done learning and noticed that he had a visitor. The Rav asked the man who he was and why he had come. And the guy by coming around said he stated came for a certain purpose, able to collect money. And Rav David Friedman of Karlin got up and gave him a donation. And the Rav went back to his learning. The collector was so transfixed by the scene of the great love who learned with such obvious pleasure, and he continued to watch the Rav. A few minutes later, the Rav noticed him again and asked him who he was, why he had come. The collector identified himself again as a collector from the Vardak. Again, the Rav gave him another donation. The collector of Tzedakah did not know what to do. A few minutes later, the scene repeated itself. The collector understood that something was wrong and something was off, and he told the Rav that he had already given him twice. He doesn't have to give him a third time. Rav David Karlina began to cry, and he apologized for having forgotten that the collector had already identified himself, and he had forgotten having given him the money. The Rav admitted that he suffered from forgetfulness. However, he thanked Hashem that he had not forgotten anything about his Torah. And he never forgot. The question of Zilberstein asks is, what is the halacha if someone was given tzedakah twice because the donor forgot that he already given? Is the collector allowed to keep the money, or does he have to inform his benefactor that he has already given him? A very, very interesting question. If someone gives you tzedakah twice, do you have to give him back the second time and told him you already gave it to him? Rav Zilberstein quotes his brother-in-law, and he quotes Rav Chaim Kanevsky, quoted the Yerushalmi in Peya. So I know Rav Chaim is his chavrusa. Rav Chaim's chavrusa. Rav Zilberstein married the daughter of Rav Yoshev. Not for now. So Rav Zilberstein asks his chavrusa, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, quoted the Yerushalmi in Peya, Herches Pas Halacha Hey. And what does the halacha say there? The halacha says that if a poor man left the city and subsequently returned to collect a second time, whoever gives him as given, he is considered as a giving tzedakah. But the one who takes a second time is accountable for his actions. The Yerushalmi is telling us that the poor man has acted improperly by returning a second time, but that the donation is his nevertheless, meaning he could keep the money, but he acted improperly. Says Rav Zilberstein, it would seem the Yerushalmi is discussing a case where the poor man had the ability to collect elsewhere to satisfy his needs. If, however, he is desperate to collect specifically in this place, it would be correct to donate to him again. However, in a case where the donor suffers from short-term memory loss, which was going on here clearly by Rav David Freeman, it is incorrect to solicit him again, and the poor man is accountable for his actions. If Rav Zilberstein says, if however the donation is very small, it might be presumed that the donor is not particularly bad in giving him twice. But Rav Zilberstein says that if you see clearly the poor, if you're the Baal Tzedakah, you're the guy going around with tzedakah, and you see that at the end of the day the person here has short term memory, it's incorrect to solicit him again to be able to give money, and the poor man will be accountable for your actions. At the end of the day, when we give tzedakah, we know, we say this in the end of the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, we say it very clearly. In Sefer Yeshayo, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chazayin, Tzion b'mishvat tipodeh v'shavah b'tzedakah. Tzion, in righteousness, it will be redeemed, v'shavah b'tzedakah, it will be returned b'tzedakah. Maybe b'tzedakah doesn't just mean b'tzedakah with actual tzedakah, b'tzedakah means in righteousness, in righteous ways, and people doing the right thing, in the right way, in the right fashion. Hashem should bless us, and everything we do, we should do things in the right way, in the right fashion, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, always bringing Kavod Shemayim and everything you do, and specifically when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaver during the 9 days and these few days of Shavuot Shechalbo, making sure we're so careful in the way we act with others, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, when it comes to our interactions and interpersonal actions with us and all of Klai, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach.